So hi everybody, so welcome to my podcast. So this is my second episode. So in this particular episode, so what I'll be covering is, so basically this is a very interesting kind of a topic, and I have this particular question. I have been asked this particular question by lots of people in the past couple of months. So where do I start in digital marketing? So the thing is, like, see, we all know that digital marketing is the future. We all know that digital marketing is ever growing field, and it'll never go down, okay? And especially after this lockdown stuff and everything, right, you need to get on digital platforms. It can be either Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or YouTube, whichever platform that you feel that you can contribute to, you definitely need to get on these platforms so you can start building your personal brands, or you can even start building your own businesses by using this platform. So this getting on digital spaces is a must, okay? And so the thing is, like, when people want to get on these digital platforms, they have this question: so where should I start, which platform should I choose, so which platform should I invest my time, money and energy in so that I can yield the maximum benefits out of these platforms? So the question is a very let's say logical one, because as I said, you have lots of choices to focus on. You have lots of platforms to choose from, as I said, like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, podcasting, blogging. So you also have affiliate marketing, which you can start promoting your own products. There are so many platforms which you can start doing your marketing and digital stuff on. So eventually you will get a question, okay? So once you come into this particular field, once you start focusing on digital marketing, within a few months you'll definitely start questioning yourself. So is this the right platform for me to focus on, or is there any other platform should I look into? So this is a very sensible question, so and I want to help you people get an answer for this, okay? So the only logical answer that I can give for people who have this particular question is, please do a small little research before you, let's say, get into any kind of a platform. So I know you already have been in Facebook for a couple of years, so maybe you have you started using a Facebook for a more personalized kind of let's say connecting with friends and with family members and stuff like that. But when you start using Facebook for business, let's say from a business angle, right, it's a completely different thing. So similarly, as I said, when you start using these other platforms like LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, etc., for business purposes, right, it's completely different altogether. So you need to figure out which platform really resonates with your product and services, okay? So every platform is customized for a certain category of people, so it's very easy for you to figure out. For example, if you take LinkedIn, it's more business oriented. So if you want to reach out to more, let's say, corporate kind of people, okay, like CEOs, CFOs, HR people, or if you want to connect with other, let's say, employees of another organization, LinkedIn is a perfect platform for you to focus on. So if you have a product or a service that can make sense to, let's say, people who are in white collar jobs, or people who are already working for somebody else in an organization, or if you want to reach out to, let's say, higher like management kind of people in other corporations and sell your products or services, right, LinkedIn is a perfect platform for you because it's customized for such kind of people, okay? So instead of using Facebook to promote a particular let's say business oriented product or service, right, if you use LinkedIn, it'll be much more effective. So similarly, if you take Instagram is a like an instant gratification kind of a platform, so it's more oriented towards small, or let's say an instant kind of a gratification, like you need to put up very high quality polished up photos or videos which runs up to just 60 seconds. So when people see such videos and photos, right, they immediately react to it. So that's a platform that is designed for minimum, let's say, set of duration content, okay? Like, for example, you can customize the photos in a very beautiful manner, or you can have videos that is very clean and very good looking, and you can share it for just 60 seconds. So you do have another feature called Instagram TV, which you can upload the content for larger duration. But if you take the normal Instagram platform, it is just for a minute. You can just upload videos for just 60 seconds. So you need to use these 60 seconds in a very powerful manner. You need to have well edited videos, high quality videos, and then you can add graphics, you know, or fonts and stuff like that, which will capture your customers' attention. So if you're more into a, let's say, instant gratification kind of a business, or something like, let's say, or if you're more into a business that that runs based upon designs, looks, and the beauty of it, then Instagram is a perfect platform. So I'll give you some examples of such businesses. So it can be like if you have a dress shop or a cloth store, or if you're selling shoes, or if you're selling watches, or let's say any other jewelries, t-shirts, or you know, electronic items, stuff like that, right? You can come up with very beautiful creatives, like videos, photos that makes these products look very beautiful and very good looking, and people can consume this content within a couple of seconds or within 60 seconds. If you're creating a video, they can consume it within 60 seconds, right? So you can use Instagram if your product or services is more, let's say, attention, you know, capturing kind of a product. Okay, so if your product is attractive, if your product can, you know, make people turn their heads and look into it immediately, right? So as I said, like dresses, t-shirts, jewelry, shoes, or electronic items, or like chocolates, juices. See, these are all like restaurants. If you have you know, if you sell wine bottles or something like that, so all these things, right, can immediately gather people's attention. So if you're into such kind of a platform, or customized gifts, right, cards, on, you know, stuff like that, then Instagram is a wonderful platform for you to start promoting your products. So if you take Facebook, it's one of the best platforms out there. So because Facebook is a, let's say, now I call Facebook as a demand creating platform. So why I call Facebook as a demand creating platform is, see, usually if you start advertising, right, especially on Facebook, you can even show your products to people who do not, let's say, like your pages, or who do not follow you, or stuff like that. Okay, so you can, because Facebook is it's a very powerful platform, and there are literally millions of people who are using Facebook. Now if you want to sell, let's say, a product, let's take an iPhone, let's say if you want to promote an iPhone, right, I can start showing advertisements of iPhone, Apple iPhone, to people who don't even, who have never even used Apple phones before, and I can make them get interested by showing repeated advertisements, and, you know, by showing creative advertisements about iPhones, offers about iPhones. I can make people get interested in this particular iPhone, and then I have a chance of slowly converting them into a customer. So they might even go check my website and see, what is this iPhone all about, why I'm seeing so much of advertisements on iPhones, so what is the offers, so what kind of you know, features are there in iPhones. So let's imagine if I'm showing this advertisement to thousands of people, out of that I might even get, let's say, 50 or even 60 people to go into my website, and out of this 50-60 people, I might convert 10 to 15 people. So the thing here is, I'm converting a cold customer who is not interested in iPhone, and I'm making them buy an iPhone. So this is the power of Facebook. Okay, so you can create a demand in a platform like Facebook to people who don't even have a demand for your product or services. Okay, but for that, you need to get creative with your advertisements. You need to you know, be smart enough to gather people's attention by using techniques and methods and psychological tricks that makes them, you know, buy your products or services. Okay, and another thing is, Facebook has so much of data about yourself, the what kind of products you like, what kind of people are following, what kind of brands you like, so what kind of advertisements you have clicked on. So all these data, right, Facebook has so much of data about you. And so if you're an advertiser, right, you can use all these data which Facebook collects about the users, and you can use it to show your products and services to the exact people who you want to show it to. Okay, the targeting options on Facebook are so powerful. You cannot get such targeting options anywhere else in any other kind of platforms. It can be either LinkedIn or Twitter, or you know, Google. So you will never get such powerful targeting options like Facebook. So Facebook is one of the best platforms if you ever want to get into digital marketing and if you want to start promoting your products. So as I said, you have to analyze all these powerful things about each different platforms. These are all different platforms that serve a particular category of people. Okay, so similarly, if you take Google, it's another powerful platform. And the thing is, so if you take Google advertisements, right, if you want to run Google advertisements, you already have high quality leads coming at the first part of your funnel itself. So when I say high quality leads, if usually if you want to let's imagine you want to buy a Marvel superhero t-shirts, okay, so if you want to buy, let's say, Iron Man t-shirts or Thor t-shirts or Wonder Woman t-shirts or something like, even in a, if it's a DC superhero, you might have Batman t-shirts or, you know, Spider-Man from Marvel. So there are so many superheroes and people really want to buy all these t-shirts, or even t-shirts of football players like Ronaldo or Messi or something like that. So you already know what you want to buy. So now what usually people do is they are clear what is the product they're looking for, and they go and type in on Google search engine. So let's imagine if they want to buy Ronaldo Juventus t-shirts, okay, and what they do in Google is they will go and type Ronaldo Juventus t-shirts, let's say in Chennai or Bangalore or wherever they are currently staying, and Google search engine will give them the results of stores which or where they can go and get all these Ronaldo t-shirts or Messi t-shirts or Marvel superhero t-shirts or DC superhero t-shirts, etc., and all that stuff. The thing here is you already have a customer who knows what he exactly wants. But if you take other platforms, your customer really do not know what they really want, right? So you are displaying advertisements to people and you're creating an interest in those products. But whereas in Google advertisements, you already have a customer saying to you what they really want, and you just have to display your store or your website to satisfy their requirement. So it's very easy for you to sell your products using Google. Okay, so Google is another different kind of a platform where you can start promoting your products. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is try to analyze these different platforms, try to understand what these platforms are meant for, so what kind of products these different platforms are efficient in promoting. Okay, so as I said, Facebook is meant for a different purpose, Google Ads is meant for a different purpose, LinkedIn is meant for a different purpose, Instagram is meant for a different purpose, right? So there are so many platforms which you can use according to your business or a product or a services, and you can tap into that particular powerful platforms to get the best possible results for your business or services. Okay, so as I said, there's no perfect platform for you to start focusing on. It all depends on the product and the services that you're promoting. So please spend a few days, analyze all the positives of all these platforms, analyze all the negatives of all these digital platforms, and then choose a platform that makes sense to you, that makes sense to your products, that resonates with your products, that will help you promote your products in an efficient way. So if you can just do this, right, it'll be very easy for you to start running your advertisements or start promoting your products or services in these different platforms. So instead of getting into various platforms and not figuring out how to use it a couple of months down the line, you can spend a few days, analyze all these platforms, and then start using these platforms. This is a smarter move, this is a better move, instead of wasting time on these platforms for a couple of months and then giving up on these platforms. Okay, so do your research and just focus on those platforms that you really need to focus on, and don't bother yourself in wasting your time on other platforms. Okay, so this is what I want to talk about in my episode, on the second episode that I on my podcast. So this episode would have helped you to figure out how you should approach all these platforms, how you should choose a platform for your products or services, and how you should start using these platforms to promote your products. Okay, so thanks for listening to my podcast, guys. So this is Kumar Swami Santosh signing off. So I'll see you in another episode tomorrow, and stay connected. So you can always connect to me on my Facebook page or LinkedIn or wherever you want me to connect with, and you can ask your questions over there if you want. So thanks for listening, guys. So this is Kumar Swami Santosh signing off. I'll see you in another episode tomorrow. Bye bye. Take care.